This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff, really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too, good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, Warcraft 20th anniversary. That's in there. What's Square Enix doing? Oh, Mario. But we begin today with some very serious news, because Engadget.com said that Netflix has closed one of its gaming studios. Now, the studio is named Team Blue, and they were formed back in 2022, 2 years ago, which they hired in Chuck Osani, former Overwatch developer, to be the head of Team Blue. Last year, Joseph Staten, former Halo executive, was hired on to be the creative director, and that was followed by Rafael Grassetti, maker of God of War. And Staten did say that they were working on a multi-platform AAA game with a new IP. But those executives are no longer with Netflix, and that was confirmed by Gamefile that Team Blue was shut down, and Engadget did reach out to Staten and Grassetti for a comment, and they did not get any response as to what happened. But Pure Xbox does follow this up, because they were saying that Joseph Staten did leave Netflix, and because all the executives left, the team was disbanded. That is, by the looks of things, though there was no official announcement from Netflix on this situation. Now, we shift gears to some reviews, because the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, did issue a new set of rules that are covering reviews. And according to DualShockers, some of the reviews may have already been outlawed because it's review bombing. Now, there are 6 new rules, and they came from the FTC chair. And DualShockers was saying that review bombing might fall under, quote, the fake or false consumer reviews, end quote. So that is the first rule, because it is called, quote, fake or false consumer reviews, consumer testimonials, and celebrity testimonials. Now, that does outlaw people that does not exist, AI basically, but it also covers the people that don't have experience with the products and misrepresent the games, the experience. That's the first rule. The second rule bans the buying positive or negative reviews. That's a quote. So there will be no purchased reviews that'll be going on. That would also include the third rule, insider reviews and consumer testimonials. Now that would extend to the immediate family of the employees, such as like a husband and wife thing, or father, mother, and the kids, maybe even grandparents. We'll see about that. The fourth rule is the company-controlled review websites, because they are not allowed to claim the reviews and opinions on the product that are independent. And the review suspensions through intimidation is also prohibited. That's number 5. That would include legal and physical threats or the accusations against someone. And the last one, the 6th one, is the misuse of fake social media indicators, once again quoted, which means is now outlawed to buy and sell followers and engagement. That's considering how the bots and bot followers on the platforms like Twitter, or you say X, don't matter. But it's up to the FTC to determine how it is enforced. That's for all the rules. Now, this has been tried there before, and the FTC's practice were controversial at best, but we'll see what happens, because if the reviews become more human-like, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Mario, what did you do? My Nintendo News did say that Mario and Luigi found its way online, and that was a leak where a ROM file was just dumped online, and the game will not be officially released on the Nintendo Switch until November 7th. So that'll be a problem with the social media accounts, because there's also a number of video games that also leaked online early, like Sonic and Shadow Generations. So Nintendo's got a mess to clean up. But GameSpot.com said that one of the Super Smash Bros. Directors, Masahiro Sakurai, posted a video on YouTube because he teased a new game project. And that was around the time that he was adding the DLC character Sora in Super Smash Bros. Then he turned around after that and talked to IGN and said, quote, "I received a request to write a game proposal, which I finished at lightning speed. I'm sorry I can't share more about this project, but assuming we're able to get it made, it should be announced sooner or later," end quote. So he did one thing, bringing Sora into Super Smash Bros. And turnaround is now doing something else. We will be watching. Yes, we will. Oh, if you like The Wolf Among Us, according to Eurogamer.net, The Wolf Among Us 2 is not canceled. And in fact, Telltale said that they're pretty excited about the game. Well, the reason why they said that is because there's a whistleblower that said that the development of Wolf Among Us 2 was in deep trouble. In fact, the whistleblower said that it might be at the point of the game where it had to be shelved. But Telltale, did talk with Eurogamer, and one of the PR people did say, quote, "As a rule, we don't comment on rumors and unsubstantiated Reddit threads. But development on The Wolf Among Us 2 continues, and we're excited to share more about this game with Telltale fans and our community when the time is right," end quote. We shall see if it is indeed re-announced. We shall see. But here's something quite curious. As it turns out, LEGO pitched the LEGO Horizon Adventures to Sony. Plus Square.com said it, and according to the Washington Post, Katie Bryant, the project lead on the LEGO branded games, did talk to the Washington Post and said, quote, "We're all fans of Horizon, so we had a direct conversation with Guerrilla where we came to the table and said, hey, this tall neck set looks really cool, but you know what would even be cooler? We fully expected for them to go, yeah, that would be cool, and nothing would come of it, but they matched our enthusiasm." So Guerrilla went to Studio Gobo and co-developed the game. Antonio Gonzalez, which is the lead game designer, did say, quote, "We came from making smaller games and games for children," end quote. But he did say that the Amsterdam first party expertise had a great influence on them. Further quote, "They bring so much knowledge on how to make something larger than life." We shall see. And don't worry, we got a couple of scary things for you. We're still in the Halloween season. PC Gamer said The Cult of Lamb is now releasing a metal EP called The Cult of Lamb, Hymns of the Unholy. And that will have 6 tracks that will have the appearances from While She Sleeps, Tavernium, Malevolence, and some other metal stars. That's all part of an album. Just in time for Halloween. You'll have to look for it at your store. But this one's not going to come until March. Back to games. DualShockers.com says The Nick, which is a meta horror game. And yes, I saw the trailer. 2D, no weapons, nothing. And you will have some fun trying to get around it, because it is a horror game. It'll be up on Steam March 11th, 2025. That's the first chapter. And it is free. The rest of it, well, you have to pay some money for it. No price point yet, but we'll see. Well, that's all right. We got people fighting for the light there, don't we? Wowhead says that World of Warcraft 20th anniversary celebration is on. And you're going to fight some old bosses. You're going to get some cool rewards, transmogs, all that stuff. All that stuff. Including the, what do they say, level 2? Season 2? No, the second tier. And it got some new looks to it. But if you want some old stuff in your home, GameSpot has the place for you, because they showed some Sega things, consoles, that was made by Square Enix. So they're fake. But if you want the fake stuff, the Sega Hardware Series Sega Genesis is $44. The Sega Hardware Series Sega Saturn is $44 as well. Interesting, interesting stuff. Indeed. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.